As my mother always said, charity begins at home. You know, we have a homeless crisis in this country with 10,000 homeless, with 4,000 homeless children. I believe we should be putting the Irish people first above all. Now, as a Christian, I'm a proud Catholic, and like I do believe in helping genuine refugees, but the overwhelming vast majority of economic migrants are coming here. They're not refugees, they're economic migrants. They're coming from countries that have no wars in them, like Albania, Georgia, Zimbabwe, Nigeria. And if we are going to help these people, we should help them in their own nations, not in Ireland, because we are a very small nation. We only have 5 million people in the south, and we can't absorb the high levels of mass immigration into this country. And another thing, the people of Donegal have never been asked about their small towns being, you know, flooded with economic migrants. I think that the very minimum, the locals should be asked first.
But are people who are applying for asylum not going through a process that Ireland is, as part of its membership of the UN, as part of its status in the world, obliged to take part in, i.e. people come, they apply for asylum, they go through a process and then a decision is made?
You've got the Dublin Agreement and then you've got the United Nations Convention on Refugees that states that any so-called quote-unquote asylum seeker has to stay in the first country they land in. Now, how does someone from West Africa land in Ireland? They have to transfer through 10 to 15 different countries. So it's completely bogus that this idea that we have to welcome these people in. They're supposed to stay in the first country they land in. You know, how does someone from West Africa land out in West Donegal? You know, they're either moving from countries to countries. And I said already, the overwhelming vast majority of these people, they're not genuine refugees. They're economic migrants.
If elected, how will you give voice to and make your policies a reality when you don't have a party behind you, when you don't have other colleagues in Dáil Éireann? If elected, what's your next step?
Like, I'm a sheep farmer myself from East Donegal. As an independent, it's going to be very difficult. But I throw my hat in the ring because there's absolutely nobody in the Dáil, absolutely nobody, who wants to speak up for the Indigenous Irish people, particularly in Donegal. We've seen incredibly high levels of mass emigration, record levels of emigration. Young our sons and daughters from Donegal leaving the country. And why are they leaving the country? It's because we're importing cheap foreign labour from the third world. And in my opinion, we should be either bringing home our diaspora and encouraging our young men and women, our sons and daughters of this nation, of Donegal, to stay in our own country. Because like, I'm a man myself who had to leave to America, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. I didn't want to leave. But the vast majority of youngsters, they don't want to leave their own country. So we need to create an environment for these youngsters to stay at home. And that's how I would deal with it.
Do you see an inherent contradiction in the fact that you are anti-immigration, yet you yourself, in years gone by, were an immigrant?
No, but see, there's a big contradiction there. Like, I was forced out of the country because there was no work here for me. Ireland is our only nation. This is the only nation that we have. We don't have another homeland to go to. This is, and like, for thousands of years, this has been our homeland. And we were forced out through the genocide of the 1845 quote-unquote famine. You know, we've been forced out through the genocides going back, you know, 800 years by the English, you know, the Vikings. We've been forced out of the country. I don't think we should be forcing our young sons and daughters out of the country through mass immigration. Absolutely not. This is our homeland, and Ireland does belong to the Irish.